Yeah.
Okay. But on that, so you have a whole lot of shotim on Bonim and so on. But on my Chavim Yisrael Shnikraim Bonim Lamokim. The Ki Yisrael Nikru Bonim Bishul Shnivroi Mishul Atzmum Shul Hashem Yisbarach. So he's giving here a Hagadorah Be'etzim in how you call what it is that you call, but then in a Kapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, what kind of Mahalach is Ben? So he says that everything a person does and accomplishes a lot of things in this world. The everything that he does, Lemaisa, the place that it goes to is Benoi. It says, "B'koil adam miskane chutz mitamida in Benoi." So the pshat is because the only things that one perceives as being self is a bet. So when a person creates things, a person does things. So whatever it is that he gives to his son, whatever it is that he's moirish to his son, is be'etzem the hemshech of self. It's kaviyachol. If there is someone else outside of me that I can still derher as self, it's a ben. So the teitzah of the av is the ben. It's the father in the next stage, whereas everything else that he does is going to be ancillary to that. So most a person has a Rebbe for his son, and a person provides for his son, and so on. But the only thing outside of a person that you can see as being a hemshch is Benoi. There's a very, very interesting chinuch, remarkable chinuch, who speaks about the inyan of Yerusha. What's the inyan of Yerusha? So he says that the emes every kesh Hashem itzar atzma it's not appropriate. It doesn't seem right that something Baruch Hu gave should be kolah at some point. Kosh Baruch not kolah. This should not be kolah. So lemaisa the person himself comes to an end. So obviously there can't be any type of hemsheichias mitzad the person. But the sun is sort of a reflection of where it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamshich, of where it is that the infinite bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamshich. So be'etzim, in a certain sense, the person himself, the sun represents the atzmius of the person in hemsheichias. You know, there's a lot of, we've spoken a lot of time about this, the halachas that are unique to Yerusha, that everything else needs a kinyan, except for Yerusha, even a katma yom is Yerush, because it's not a transfer of property, it's the hemshech be'etzim, since it's taksav z'yabonim, so the child is the atmis of the father. So it's one continued hemshech. That's the havan of it. So he says, "K'may b'shulasa v'chein Yisrael nivru b'shul atzam loikma umish nivru l'sham Yisrael." So the tachlis of umos ha'olam and the bria is realized through Klal Yisrael. So the tafkid of each one of the umos ha'olam is to help Klal Yisrael realize its tachlis. So you can't call that a hemshech of the atnis riav, since it's coming for something else. Masha ein kein, when we're talking about the ben, so the ben has mitzias in the father has his mitzias in the ben, and that's the mailav ben. So umas ha'olam all have eight tafkid. And that's part of let's go a step weiter understanding it. The reason why it's there, a cause why it's there. It, when we say that everything everything has a sibah to its existence, means that its existence is limited to the sibah. Masha'inkein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is the atzmius, it's the core of the bria. That exists because it exists. Everything else exists with a because. The difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any other element in the bria is the difference between describing cause or describing atzmius. It has no cause. So Kaviyachol, there's a reflection of that in the bria. If we're about to look into the bria and ask ourselves, what is the in the bria? What are the things that have atzmius to themselves? The things that reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu most strongly, that can be considered most strongly in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are things that are atzmiim. Things that are not atzmiim are not going to have that. So of the things that we can identify, Klal Yisrael is atzmius. That's the tzura of Klal Yisrael at its best, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The other umos of Ha'olam have a way to contribute to that. They can help Klal Yisrael. They can be an aid to Klal Yisrael. So that's very good. So their makom is because they're an aid to Klal Yisrael. But they themselves mitzad their mitzvahs. For instance, let's take an example. The yafifusoi shel yafes is not a value in itself. It's only a value in as much as it's miyape the holy shem. So therefore, you can't say that the tachas of the world is yafes. Masha'ein kein Klal Yisrael has its tachas itself. There's a certain oimik when it says Bereishis bara b'shvil Yisrael shenikra Bereishis. The pshat that is Klal Yisrael is called Bereishis means the nekuda in the bria that does not, that's not soivul. The Bereishis means that the question of where from stops at that point. There is no question of why. That's the metzius of Bereishis. Anything that has a why or a how that comes before it is going to be is not going to be a racious. Racious means the nekuda of which Klal Yisrael is racious. Klal Yisrael is racious because Bishvul Yisrael Shekram racious because Klal Yisrael doesn't have a tachlis other than itself. So if I ask me why did I create Yafes, the answer is because we want to be miyape the aholi of Peshem. But if you ask me why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Klal Yisrael, I don't have any answer to that. The etzem mitzias of Klal Yisrael is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Its Ratzon doesn't translate itself hechetim tzedek for something else. Its Ratzon is something which is within itself. So it, that way it closest to being Tzel Malikim. It's the thing that's closest to the Tzor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that way it's called Bet. Ve'afa malachim nivru l'sham shalilam b'kul nekavodim. Malachim, even though a malach is on a higher darga, so let's give an example. In the age-old shayla of which is who's chashuv, Klal Yisrael or Malachim, that Nezer speaks about, Psadi Goyen speaks about, Rabban speaks about, and it's a machlokes. The end is, like most great machlokes, in redefining, we use one word in two different ways. Let's say somebody hires somebody has, is a man of means and is a man of, he's got the decides he's hiring to teach his kid the Gomador Mamish. So he hires a very, very big Talmud Chacham to teach his kid. So now he's there together with the Talmud Chacham. And so we have his son and his Talmud Chacham. His son is a little 12-year-old, bright little kid, and a very big Talmud Chacham. Who is the Cheshever of the two? Well, the problem lies in defining the word Cheshev. If you're going to ask me who is objectively more capable, then the answer is definitely the Talmud Chacham is more, what's the right word for it, self-accomplished. But in my yachas, who is Atzmius and who is Hechetimtze? The answer is, my son is what I really want. This whole Talmud Chacham clapping me, and clapping my perspective, the Talmud Chacham here is a Hechetimtze to teach my son. In terms of Tachlis, I certainly have a very, very clear sense of hierarchy. My son is the more important because I hired such a big Talmud Chacham only for my son. So b'meila we have both nekudas here. We have the son who is the more, we have Talmud Chacham who is the chashev of the two, and we have my son who is the tachas of the two. The same thing, malachim are certainly more chashev than tzaddikim in terms of their ruchnistik darga. But at the end of the day, if I ask myself, which is the tachlis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates tzaddikim so that there's somebody there to sit and talk about the malachim, or to create malachim so that they serve tzaddikim in whatever capacity they serve? The answer is the latter. They're there in order to, they are there in order to serve the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, Kol Yisrael, is the cheshev of the two. I also want to explain another nekuda that's important to understand. The Rambam says, how did Avodah Zarah come into being? People looked around and they saw Gevalt Meshamshim in the Bria, and they said the Royu for, you know, to be Meshabeach them, and so on and so forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they started worshipping to all the different, Kechavim. Now I'm going to go through the whole process of how it came about. The mistake was that no matter, as opposed to learning about them, a person is allowed to learn about Malachim. And he's allowed, I mean, all of Kabbalah is a limud of the herring, the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnistik bria, celestial bria, spiritual bria, whatever you want to call it. That's when you're learning about it. But when you're talking about worshipping, worshipping is the her that this is the ultimate. The her of a safe pasuk lies in avodah. The that's the big difference between when you admire some or when you worship some. Yerushalayim is called talpios because it's a tail shahakoil poinin eleho. The focal point is the makom avodah. So avodah is not just, well, we pay our respect and homage and say asher koyach. It's rather the, it's sort of the zeroing in on the nekuda atzmis, on the seif pasuk. So there's nothing else roi to worship to. In the ikrim we say, ve'ein zulosei royu, lavada love, I think, spala love. There is nothing, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tachus Volta Chlesim. Since he's the point, the focal point of the Bria, so nothing else in the Bria can be never to. That's why any element in the Bria, Malachim and so on, since they're only side in Yanim, there's an absolute Isra Avreda, because Avreda tells you that it's the Tachlis where things are headed to. Let's take it in a little more graphic way. One of the tzuras of Avreda that's international, halakhically, universally international, is Ishtachava. Ishtachava is a tzura of Avreda that is considered to be, even if it's not Darkei Bekach, it's one of the tzuras of Avreda. When you mishtachav it to something, you say, I'm bottled to that. Let's hear it in a different way. Imagine if I'm working with somebody else together in a firm, and we're both planning strategy, how to sell something, how to invent something, how to service something, whatever it is. This person is a much, much, much bigger guy than I am, much more brilliant person, and I have a disagreement with him. Is there any mokoyim for total his batlas? The answer is no. So the marshal, let's say the person is 10 times as smart as I am. So by that would say you have 1/10 of a chance of being right. But 1 out of 10 times I'll be right, possibly. I don't have to mevatel my das. I can weigh it. There's no market to mevatel my das. It's just an outside person will give it its appropriate ranking, so that my daya the umas in his
hello
much as valuable, but with rebuttal it will become very, very small. But
hello?